A very good afternoon to all of you, and welcome to State of Play. Well, it's been a week of lots and lots and lots of issues, but I'm sure one that has caught many of you's attention was quite, it's that has to deal with all this jostling for who represents the people of Ejusu in Parliament. So we know that John Kuma has placed John Kuma in Parliament. Well, it's a seat that many would term as a safe seat for the NPP. Mm. And so if you want to know who gets...
So the main election is what's happening.
The main election really is what is happening. And as we talk about the main election happening, Raymond, we see a lot of lobbying going on within the NPP. Mm. And all these lobbying
people
within the NPP...
People picking forms and all of that.
People picking forms, more than 10 people were told to have picked forms. But one name that has got a lot of people talking is the man, Kwesi Nyantechi. And we ask that simple. I mean, today our focus is on the Nyantechi and NPP love affair, the Ejusu connection. You come from an area very close to Ejusu. You used to be Ejusu Jabbing.
Yes.
And so, there's a constituency that you know very well. And I heard you this morning on the Super Morning Show saying that the people of Ejusu should teach Nyantechi a lesson.
Let me start from where it is safe. The Constitution Article 94 talks about the qualifications and eligibility. It says, subject to the provision of this article, a person shall not be qualified to be a member of Parliament unless, A, he is a citizen of Ghana, has attained the age of 21 years and is a registered voter, B, he is resident in the constituency for which he stands as a candidate for election to Parliament, or has resided there for a total of period of not less than 5 years out of the 10-year immediately preceding the election for which he stands, or hails from that, people forget that, or hails from that constituency, and he has paid all his taxes or made arrangements satisfactory to the appropriate authority for the payment of his taxes. The two says, a person shall not be qualified to be a member of Parliament if he owes allegiance to another country, one of the controversial parts, or has been adjudged or declared bankrupt under any law in force in Ghana and has not been discharged, or is of unsound mind, or is detained as a criminal lunatic under any law in Ghana, or has been convicted for a high crime under this constitution, or high treason, or treason, or for any offense involving the security of the state, fraud, dishonesty, or moral turpitude, or for any other offense punishable by death or by a sentence of not less than 10 years, or for an offense relating to or connected with elections under a law in force in Ghana at any time, or he has been found by a report of the commission of a committee to be incompetent to hold public office, or is a person in respect of whom a commission or a committee of inquiry has found that while being a public officer, he acquired assets unlawfully or defrauded the state or misused or abused his office or willfully acted in a manner prejudicial to the interest of the state, and the findings have not been set aside on appeal or judicial review, or is under sentence of death or other sentence of imprisonment imposed on him, or is not qualified to be registered as a voter under any law related to public elections. The last one said, is otherwise disqualified by a law in force at the time of the coming into force of this constitution, not being inconsistent with the provision from this, constitution. Eligibility is explained, and I'm taking my time to do this wastely because it's important.
Yeah.
A person shall not be eligible to be a member of parliament if he's prohibited from standing election by a law in force in Ghana by reason of his holding or acting in any office, the functions of which involve a responsibility for or are connected with the conduct of an election, or responsibility for the compilation or revision of that election. Is a member of the police force, the prison service, the armed forces, the judicial service, the legal service, the civil service, the service, all of the other things have been mentioned. C, 3C says, a person shall not be eligible to be a member of parliament if he is a chief. And for the purpose of this article, the other things are explained and given detail.
So what does Nyantechi fall?
As I sit here, I have no evidence to suggest that Mr. Nyantechi falls under any of these things. First and foremost, I'm not sure I know that he truly hails from Ejusu, taking for granted that he does, or he's legally resident.
What we do know is that I think his last time he said his mother's side was from the Upper West region. He has the name Osman.
Yeah. Sometimes,
so yes,
wasted. Sometimes people can make some of these statements.
So, but if his father comes from
interrogation,
if his father comes from Ejusu,
yes.
Qualify?
So I'm taking all of them for granted. Mm. The residency and the hailing criteria for granted. I've heard him say that there's no law in this republic, and I'm sure he was referencing 94, because the consistent references were a law in Ghana and a public law in public office and all of that. Mr. Nyantachi, I am not aware that he has been found guilty by any court of competent jurisdiction in the Republic of Ghana.
No, he's not been found guilty.
Brilliant.
We're not aware of that.
Yes. Again, the question then arises, what happens to the complaint that His Excellency, the President of this Republic, made?
I mean, he went to court recently and they told the state to get serious.
So, the President's case is not being seriously prosecuted.
Yes, it's not.
A case that the President is the plaintiff. Or the president is the one that made
you have legal knowledge.
I am shocked.
So he was actually taken to court for what was the term that was used at the time? It just escaped me. Is it influence peddling or what?
Yes, but one of those claims around that.
Yes.
But yes, it appears on the face of it, legally, Mr. Nyantachi might not be barred. He may not be disqualified or may not be deemed ineligible to contest an election. But I think Mr. Nyantachi should do soul searching, with all due respect. He should do deeper introspection. Mr. Nyantachi cannot convince me, and I'm convinced the good people of Ejusu, that he is the best man to represent them at this time. Why am I saying so?
Tell me.
After that particular number 12, which he says he recently, from his own confession, had attempted or was willing or was interested in paying some amount of money so that...
Is that not enough reason why Mr. Nyantachi should not even be seeking to be a member of parliament?
I'm coming to that point quickly.
Okay, please go ahead.
The point I'm making here is that if you, by your own admission in these cases, say, I attempted, I even gave the money.
$100,000.
Yes, but they still went ahead and I asked for my money back. I didn't know for the first time I had bribe. They had to do refunding bribery. I never knew. In my entire life, I thought that when you are giving the bribe, it is illegal money.
Okay. We did the return bribe.
Yes.
When I say, Azuria winner.
No.
The return bribe.
Factually, I never knew that was possible.
Oh, it is possible.
And that the person who actually gave the money now can come and confess that I gave the money. They still went ahead to do the work. So I said, give me back my bribe. I thought that ideally anybody would have found it so egregiously wrong that cannot be tolerated. Mm. But some people may just say that, why? There are other people, do you see them as angels? Who said there's any angel in politics? But I come back to the main point. Of what use is Mr. Nyantachi to the people of Ejusu?
Tell me. You come from an area very close to Ejusu.
Yes, I'm saying that of the 10, even if there's 20, even if the widow joins their list and is interested in actually contesting, please, there are 1,001 people in Ejusu who do not have the baggage that Mr. Nyantachi comes with. That should not be allowed anywhere near public office. And if it is me alone determining, I do not think Mr. Nyantachi, deep within his heart, believes that he should be allowed anywhere near public office. From his performance alone at the football end. Mm-hmm. And we know that. And I'm not talking about the things he did prior to that, going to World Cup and no. We all know what has happened. We all know what the national embarrassment and international embarrassment Mr. Nyantachi has caused this state, which led to the FIFA engagement. I hope you get my point.
Yeah.
So for a man like that, because sometimes people believe that we Ghanaians have short memory, or that people might be influenced by certain things, or that people might believe that when you have enough money, you can do whatever you want. I do think that even if the people consider him and the NPP vets and passes him, he should do introspection. And if he doesn't do the introspection, the good people of Ejusu should reject him.
This is it for me. That Mr. Nyantachi can boldly say that what is considered as corruption by FIFA may not be corruption under our laws is problematic. That people intend to sponsor our league, our football. The man who is in charge of it says that, hold on a second, we will use this. Instead of all coming to the football in Ghana, part would come to us. For me, it's problematic. So if you...
I'll give Vice President this. I'll give the President
and
this.
And you see nothing wrong with taking money and giving it to others. And you think that a man who was giving you the money is Father Christmas, he won't get his money back through the project he's coming to do in this country in the first place. Why? So if Mr. Nyantechi sits on any parliamentary committee, do we expect him
public accounts
to do the right thing?
Public accounts.
I'm just asking.
No, I'm saying public accounts, for example.
Okay.
If we make that egregious mistake of making him enter the parliament of the Republic of Ghana, I know that sometimes people are going to say that no. There's no clean person in our parliament. Yeah. There's no proper person. See, the standards are so low it can be. But we are begging you, the people of Ejusu, do not embarrass the entire nation. Do not endorse this kind of behavior. At least, if you have done wrongs in times past, let this be the beginning of not allowing people of the character, nature, and mode of Mr. Nyantechi to actually lead you in this area.
Some would say he probably may have changed.
Yes.
The last 6 years may have transformed him. And like we say to as human,
when you heard this, what do you call it, interview, did he sound like
a man? Did he sound like a
man? Not at all, with respect. I mean, he sounded like a man who believed that most of what he did was right. Hope you get what I'm trying
to say. Is that not the case because our politics rewards such persons?
That is the difficulty. So, assuming we have been doing all the wrongs every time, today is where we're starting to take a break. I'm saying it is going to be a needless embarrassment to not only Ejusu, but to the entire country that we allowed a man who has brought international embarrassment to this country to actually be in our parliament.
So, Raymond,
let's be fair to see the other people, right? Doctor, whatever, at least, if for nothing at all, we have no proven evidence to suggest that they have taken this country through what Mr. Nyantechi has taken it through. I hope you get my point. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that a court has actually found him guilty of anything, or I'm not even suggesting anything like that. I'm saying that he himself, he should be convinced that public service is not a place he should enter. That by what has happened, the ban he has gone through, and he was not banned because he actually administered the best football institution in the world. I hope you get my point. Mm-hmm. He was not banned because he was curing cancer. He was not banned because he was fixing a terrible system that is so broken.
So is it a case that the NPP can save the people of Ejusu all of this?
Yes. That's the first step.
By disqualifying him?
Yes. They have, within their powers, some of the rules, even if it's not possible to disqualify him, talk to him. Like the way they were able to talk to the constituency chairman. Mm. The chairman, don't leave this position. We need you to stay and control the constituency for us because we may need you. We cannot lose parliament, member of parliament, and lose you too. The experience is required here. In case you don't even win, as what they call it, in the parliamentary race, we may lose two key people in there. Tamahutu is the one saying that he brokered that engagement. Mm. With the help of the former majority leader, I am expecting that somebody will go and say, because it looks bad on even the NPP.
It looks bad on the NPP?
Yes. Mm. Is that the kind of people you attract, ideally? Mm. Is that the kind of people you attract?
This is BJ Darucha's party.
Yes.
This is Peter Ladiki's
party. Ever decent man of honor.
This is Udui Sykes' party.
Yes, I am Paul Senko. We can mention Victor all of them. People who stood for principle.
And so you're suggesting that the NPP should let the principle that it stands for prevail.
Yes.
By saving the party the disgrace and the embarrassment.
And if for nothing at all, this is a man that the executive president of this republic had reported to the CID or police. Please,
the police,
investigate this man for me.
So if the president
reported
Nyantechi, it means that the president is convinced
that he done something wrong.
He's done something wrong. And thus facing the court. Is it the same person that the president's party would want him?
To represent them.
Represent the party. Because once he is passed, it means that he can represent the party.
That's true.
If he has a lot of funds, and like we know our politics today.
Yeah. And that's
election,
what the difficulty is. It
the
is the primaries.
Is what is going to be happening on the 13th in Ejusu. If he's able to go through, then that's the end of it.
But Nyantechi should actually look to himself, review his own. I've heard him a couple of interviews. He should keenly review his own life. I'm sure he will come to the incontrovertible evidence that the people pushing him, they are doing him a great disservice, and that he will learn something from that. Hmm. I am not saying he has been banned from public service, but I expect him to put his own personal ban on himself from public service.
But the man is convinced that he should continue.
Yes, of course. After conviction, Wednesday, sitting here, I'm convinced that 1,001 people calling for more corners. Ah, but you are able, you are competent. Why are you not representing us? You should come, we'll take you around. We'll do everything for you. It happens, so.
Oh, yes, we hear that all the time.
Oh, come on. You'll be shocked. You see phone, say, oh, this one, new one. Say, somebody wants to talk to you. Uh-huh. Please, we need to sit with you. We need to see how you develop and all of that. It is up to the individual with conscience to evaluate all of these things told you. Mindful of the fact that what you are going to do is public service. And you are convinced you can give up your best to the service of this country. And you are saying that, oh, yes, I mean, I've been banned elsewhere. It's International Football Administration. So it should not matter in this country. It should not. Because apparently that has no relationship with our country. I am saying you are going to represent people. You have an opportunity to represent people. You abuse that kind of trust. That is what led to your massive ban. And now, that you cannot replicate same in the Republic of Ghana.
Now, let me
and we cannot pretend that it all goes away because water has gone under the bridge and now you are back speaking and granting interviews.
Let me just do
I this. Have nothing personally against Mr. Inantity. In fact, I had admired him from far for a long time. But we should elevate the standards in our politics. That Kwesi Inantity says he is able, competent, and qualified for this particular election tells a very terrible story that we cannot dismiss.
Let me just do this, you know. So this is it for me. A man says, yeah, I may have had issues elsewhere with the global footballing body that may border on corruption. But that's it with FIFA. But I ask the next question. What does it say about the character, the values that Mr. Inantity holds? Does this in any way tell us that Kwesi Inantity is a man we can trust in Ghana's parliament? First of all, do we trust Ghana's parliament? Raymond, do we want to change the people who go to Ghana's parliament?
Yes,
the
please.
Answer is yes.
We do. Yes.
Them.
We have complained all the time.
Will Kwesi Inantity be part of the old stock that we don't want in parliament?
Yes.
Or even worse
yes.
than the people that we don't want in parliament? And I'm sure there are many people who will say, if Kwesi Inantity is the person who is going to go to parliament, then we have a problem.
Yeah.
Because of what he may have done. Look. There are people who may say all manner of things that, oh, football is corrupt. But let's say, okay, yes, we admit football is corrupt. And let us now look at the other side. Kwesi Inantity was heard, captured on video, saying that they give how much to the president? Is it 5 million to the president?
Yeah, some huge amount of money.
3 million to the vice president?
Yes, sharing the money left, right, center.
2 million to the minister of roots, 1 million to the deputy minister, and 1 million to him, all adding up to 12.
Yeah.
How does that make him a man who should represent the good people of Edusu? Well, so the consensus is that the NPP can save us. But will the NPP save us?
I suspect it may not happen because our form of politics rewards those with resources. Mm. It rewards those who are chosen and blessed from afar. And it appears, you can see a certain consensus. When Gary R. Smith actually posted about the interview and the commentary on that, and about the man picking up the form, see the multitude of attacks and the people that came after him. Mm. It should be worrying to all of us. We should all be interested in improving the standards in our politics because, Winston, it's been proven elsewhere. When quality people are in your politics, it reflects in your governance.
Yeah.
When it reflects in your governance, it reflects in the other indicators. Those indicators end up ensuring development. The reasons why we have struggled to have the dividends of democracy being realized is because that cycle is always broken somewhere. Some way, somehow, and people will not shy away from telling us, oh, Ghanaian laws are wonderful. Ghanaian laws are a bit more thorough. They are quite structured. Then what happens? We put in people who, at the end of the day, will not even go and negotiate things and do their own shakara with the thing and be doing. He is representing a constituency, for Christ's sake. I know that internal politics in our republic is almost always like, oh, who has more money? Who can brighten our chances? Who is being supported or is being installed in that area? Mm. And I'm saying and begging the people of Edusu and the kingmakers there, please do not install Mr. Kwesi Inantity. That is the best bit that actually is worrying
but,
to
but,
me.
But I even think we should call on the NPP to disqualify him. The NPP should not let him go through.
I see.
Because, no, Roman, this is the point.
And even him,
you cannot trust, you see? You cannot trust that the delegates will punish him.
Oh, well, that's true too.
We cannot sit here.
So at the top, an institution.
So, I mean, at the top, those who are actually vetting can then look at him and say, hold on a minute. Or somebody should just talk to him.
Yeah.
And I said, step down.
I'm saying, well, that's also another problematic person. But Shaman, who is already saying.
But his good friend is Kenny Japon. Oh, he was Kenny Japon's. in the Super Delegates Conference, he was Kenny Japon's. Agent in the Upper West region.
We have a problem. No. We have a long way to go as a country.
Why?
See, Kennedy Ohine Japon is the one that we are expecting to go and pump conscience into the head of Mr. Ajantechi. We have a long way to go.
They are the best of friends.
Yes, we have a long way to go. Let's not kid ourselves. And you and I know why. It's less likely to happen. I mean, it then tells you a big story about where we are today, about the standards we have put together as a nation nationally, and why we are not shocked. Elsewhere, hell will break loose immediately such an announcement is made. You get my point, right?
He would not even pick the phone.
He would not dare.
Look, Dominic Strauss-Kahn was accused of sexual harassment.
Yes.
He was next in line to become president of France.
Yes.
We all knew Sarkozy was going to lose that election.
Yes.
And François Hollande took advantage and became president of France.
The embarrassment, mere accusation, the embarrassment of it. I mean, of course, now we are being, you know, in law, they do what they call it. You distinguish. Oh, yeah, please. But have I been found guilty of any court? That's why I read the 94. So Mr. Ajantechi is telling everybody that 94, by 94, I'm qualified. Maybe you may be qualified by 94. But if your conscience sits deep within your head and you are convinced that you are still qualified to lead any public office, much more so that of a member of parliament, representing the good people, and there's a very good reason why we use the word good people. Because a good people have come together, put their hopes and aspirations in one person to lead all of those hopes and aspirations. A similar role was given you in the fraternity of football. And Mr. Ajantechi showed us his evidence in that area. I am convinced that he himself and the people around him, the nice friends he has, the wonderful people, including those who can help him do the things that he has done in times past, should talk to him slowly. That it's not everybody that's supposed to be in public service. It's not compulsory. The gene of public service is not for everybody to do. Elsewhere, to avoid scrutiny, to avoid invasion of privacy, to avoid all the things we are saying about Mr. Ajantechi and what he has done in times past, people avoid public service for good reason, for very good reason. I do not think that we have run out of people. I do not think that we are so bereft of quality and substance that we have to go to the likes of Mr. Ajantechi to lead a constituency in this country. And again, I've said it before, I'm not saying that there may not be people in parliament who are not like him or are even worse than himself. But why do we add on? Why can't that be the argument of
why people
who
add
want
on?
To advance their democracy? Who want to clean the system of the filth that we have in the system?
Raymond, let's see what those watching on Facebook are saying. What are they saying?
Oh, so Patrick Boateng is saying some Ghanaians will still trust this man who is known and now admitting to giving bribe for the story to be quashed. Oh, Ghana. Those who are making excuses for this man are the reason Ghana is failing. That's also Patrick Boateng. Alexander Podo, exposing Ghana under idiocracy and criminality with devilish philosophy. This one is big words, so I'm not sure I understand it properly, but that's some of the comments you are sharing with us on this one. Others equally have comments to share with us. Let me bring in those comments on the the Joy FM one, right? Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, why am I struggling to load it? And
let's get there and let's see though what people are saying there too.
Yes, I should be able to get it immediately. It appears to be taking a very long time. I don't know why it's not loading, because that was what was on my page previously.
Connectivity. Let me see.
Yes. The first one is what I read under.
Okay, let me see if mine works. Let's see. So Abu Kasim Kabore says, the prosecution witness Luis Anas has refused to testify because the court has ruled that he has to uncover his face, hence the delay of the case.
And so he's talking about the. Mm-hmm. Is this still to do with the president versus?
Yeah, the president. But I mean, whatever the point is.
Yeah.
Whatever the point is.
Mm. Mr. Alexis has never said that.
And he actually admits paying bribe. He wanted to kill the story.
Yeah.
Raymond, our time is up. But, well, when we come back next week.
We are not kingmakers.
No.
We are not electorate. We are not, how do you call them, Paul? The electoral commission in Ejoso.
But we are
relying on the goodwill of the good people of Ejoso.
The elections itself will be on the 13th.
Yes.
But next week, if it's passed the vetting, we will know and we will tell you. Have a good afternoon.
Please do.